Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Good morning. Welcome back to another coffee catch-up episode of the Mindset Map podcast with me, Rachel. Today I have a question for you. How willing are you to accept all the parts of you, all the things that make you you? The reason I ask this question is because I have been doing some work recently. I am adding an extra coaching training to my existing coaching qualifications. And the one I am completing at the moment is to become certified as a self-love coach. And so I'm working through the process now. What happens when you train as a coach is you have to practice the sessions. And so we tend to practice, you find a practice partner and you practice on each other. So it's a great opportunity to receive coaching yourself and work through these things yourself. So yes, this is an area that I know I want to be able to help my clients more with, but also it helps because I get to work through it myself in order to be able to help my clients. So while I'm working through this at the moment, and something is coming up for me that I hadn't realized, and that is that I have not really accepted my flaws. It's a really interesting point because I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not. I'm fine. I just do things and I'll do it the best I can and that's fine. So it's not that. But what it is that I challenge and I get defensive when maybe some of the more negative sides of my personality are brought out. So what I mean by that, if somebody was to recognize a personality trait that maybe I'm not so proud of, my gut reaction is to want to defend that and argue against it and, you know, not accept that that's part of me. And I realized from doing this work through this self-love coach training that this is actually a pattern that I have been doing my whole life. I have always wanted to be the good girl. I've always been the people pleaser. I've always been the person that wants to do right, to get the recognition, to be praised. And I strive for that. And what happens with that is because I'm always seeking that external validation, I'm not able to accept all the different parts of myself. And there are many parts to my personality. Yes, you know, I have some great qualities and I'm learning to really celebrate those great qualities. But, you know, I have some pretty rubbish stuff as well. Like, I have stuff that I'm working through. I have parts of my personality that I probably don't particularly like. And rather than try to ignore or deny that they're part of me, I realize that I need to accept them first. And then I need to decide whether I want to change them. Because it's as simple as that. When it comes to parts of our personality, we can change things that we don't like, but we need to want to change them, and we need to accept that they're there in the first place. And what I have been doing was just not acknowledging them, not acknowledging that I have this wide gamut of qualities that range from, you know, really great qualities to not so great qualities. All I've been focusing on is the good qualities and just trying to ignore all the stuff going on over here in the stuff that I'm maybe not quite so happy with, not quite so proud of. But what happens if we just ignore stuff? You know, there's that age old saying, what you resist persists. You know, there's no point in me trying to ignore those sides of my personality because they're there. I need to accept them. And I think that I had just been stuck in this idea that I had to be this good girl. You know, I'm not saying perfect. I never strive to be perfect, but I thought I needed to be good. And whatever that meant for me is meant that I denied those parts of myself that I felt weren't good. So, you know, in those moments where you react emotionally to something and you maybe say something you don't mean, you maybe speak to somebody more harshly than you'd like to, or, you know, you handle a situation not the best way that you'd want to handle it. That's because those are all the different sides of your personality and they're all kind of coming out and it's all just one big old beautiful mess. And so that is really what I'm realizing is I need to accept the wide range. You know, nobody is a good person or a bad person. We have just a range of qualities. Some we're proud of, some maybe not so. And it's up to us to accept all of those sides of ourselves and then decide on the ones that we want to work on or the ones that we're happy to say, do you know what? That's a part of me. I'll always be, you know, a little bit messy, or I'll always be a little bit quick to judge, quick to snap. And if that's a part of yourself that you're fine with, then great. Just accept it, move on. Like, we don't have to want to change everything. We can't be striving for this like perfect personality that has no flaws, because that's, we're human, right? So we're going to have a whole wide range of character traits. Some may be better in inverted commas than others. And that's what we need to get round to being able to accept. Because when you look at others, we don't see someone and see only their good side or only their bad side. We see all the things about them and we say, yeah, you know, we love these things about this person. These things maybe irritate us, you know, but that's them and that's them, and we accept them for who they are. So what we need to do is be able to start doing that for ourselves as well. We need to be able to start accepting that we have this whole rounded personality of stuff, that some stuff we love and some stuff we may be less proud of. And we need to start acknowledging what that is and accepting it. So that's my challenge for you. Have you thought about this area? Have you thought about all the parts of your personality, all the things that make up you? And have you accepted the things that you're maybe not quite so keen on about yourself? So I would love to know. Come and let me know. Drop me a DM. I'm at Rachel Bloomfield Coaching on all the socials, and I'll see you next week. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mindset Map podcast, I would so appreciate it if you could just take a few moments to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people to find the podcast too. And make sure you are following so you don't miss any future episodes.